the city of Beitar, it's not exactly known to us. There are a number of archaeological sites that could be the city of Beitar. But Beitar was the last great battle of this war. And the Jews were so well fortified and so well supplied that they could have held out at Beitar indefinitely. And had they done so, the Romans, who were constantly being harassed by guerrilla warfare and by marauding Jewish soldiers on the outside, the Romans eventually would have had to retreat. And Beitar was the key to Jerusalem. But what happened was that the city of Beitar was betrayed. The secret fortifications and entrances and tunnels were betrayed to the Romans, and a fit of almost insane paranoia, the Bar Kokhba executed the great Talmud Chochem, Rabbi Elazar, in the town, accusing him of being the spy. And when that happened, so then the Talmid Chachamim left him completely. That eroded all chance of the success. And then the rabbis called him Bar Koziva. Bar Koziva meaning the one who turned out to be a lie. It turned out to be false. Our hopes were dashed. And in the fall of Beitar fell on Tisha B'Av in the year 135. Another one of the tragedies of Tisha B'Av, which have occurred throughout the ages. When Beitar fell, Bar Kokhba was killed on the walls of Beitar. And according to the Diocasio and Jewish sources, you're talking about between 500,000 and 600,000 Jews killed. A tremendous bloodbath. Chazal tell us that we have a special brocha in the benching, that the Rabbonin made a special brocha after Beitar. Because the rabbis tell us that the Romans not only slaughtered all of these people, but they refused to allow them to be buried, which would have brought on a tremendous plague of typhus and would have probably destroyed the rest of the Jewish community in Israel. The plague would have, aside from the grisly psychological impact. And the rabbis were able to persuade the Romans to allow them to be buried. And the miracle was that they did not decay, even though the month of Av in the land of Israel is not cool, to put it mildly. And the bodies should have been bloated and decayed and disease-ridden. So therefore, the rabbis commemorated that miracle by a special brocha in benching. It's towards the end of the benching. After we make the brocha Bonei Baracham of Yerushalayim, Amen, which is the brocha about the restoration of Jerusalem, so then we say the brocha Baruch Ato Hashem Lakeinu Melech Olam Akel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu Boreinu Goaleinu Yotzreinu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov Reinu Roi Yisrael. So that's all the introduction to the brocha. HaMelech HaTov VeHameitiv. The name of the brocha is HaTov VeHameitiv. So the Gemara says HaTov. What? Why was he the good king? Because their bodies did not decay. VeHameitiv. And he extended even more good, is that he allowed them to come to Jewish burial. He allowed them to come to Kfuras Yisrael, that the bodies were buried and received a proper ritual Jewish burial.